Welcome back to Farm Talk. He's the Farm Director, Eric Johnson. 33 past, it is a Monday. I can't get over the fact and how windy it is out in western North Dakota. If you're sitting in Minnesota, although I should recycle my machine here to give me the latest, but if you're sitting in Minnesota, wind speeds are still 5 to 15, maybe up to 20 miles an hour. Yeah, but you get out into the Dakotas, especially western North Dakota, get this, 53-mile-an-hour gust in Minot, 52-mile-an-hour gust in Dickinson, 54-mile-an-hour gust already in the 2 o'clock hour in Henniger, and it looks like that wind is making its way this way because we're seeing some 30- and 40-mile-an-hour gusts out in front of it. All right, we're going to bring in our friend Rick Swenson, lead field agronomist, my buddy from Peterson Farm Seed, who's over in the Ottertail County area today, enjoying some nice weather. You're kind of in the calm before the wind. I don't like this 50.
Yeah, looking at the pond right now, and it's pretty calm down there, but I can vouch, last Thursday out west of Dickinson, I was out there. That was pretty rough. It was pushing 50 miles an hour last week out there, too.
So is there a concern when the winds, like especially for fresh planted stuff, I would imagine, you know, if you got some good wetness to your soil, maybe it isn't a huge thing. But when you start to get the 40 to 50 mile an hour winds hitting a freshly planted field, is there concern there or shouldn't it make that much difference?
I think it's definitely drying a little bit out. I don't know how deep it would per se, but actually visited with one of our guys this morning about that, just how dusty it was driving around. But I mean, yesterday it was 20% humidity in the afternoon, so you're bound to get some drying, especially with that kind of wind on stuff.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on in your neck of the woods. I know to the south of you, you guys have been enjoying some warmer soil temperatures. You sent me some information of what you kind of had around home there in Ottertail County, and you guys have been zigzagging all over the place. You know, get things fired up. It gets up to 50, and then it's back down to 40, and it's been all over the place.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like it might stay like that this week. You know, last week last Tuesday it was up to 50 degrees, and then as of Saturday morning it was down to 34 degrees, and now we're back to 43. So it's a little bit cool yet, but it's pretty tough to slow anybody down if the weather is 60 and the sun is shining.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I would imagine this is for seed that maybe have started germinating or not, but when you get like these wicked movements in soil temperature, does that affect a planted seed, you know, where it's jumping?
I know there was a little bit that went in before the cool down last week, and that could have an impact on some of that stuff. You know, I know with people got going right now, you can't talk them out of it, right? Mm-hmm. Just looking at the calendar dates, we're about average. You know, a lot of times we start on that 26, so we're sitting pretty good. And with the forecast, yeah, we're probably going to be flirting with some 45 to 48 degree soil temperatures, but it's going to be pretty tough to slow anybody down.
Okay. What is the earliest? Now, I think we are all familiar with the story. It must have been like 3 weeks ago now, or maybe a month ago. Somebody is planting wheat south of Wahpeton. Have you seen anybody else like do it super early? I know in like southern Minnesota, there was a few places as well that somebody put it in super early. Has everybody else been pretty patient?
Yeah, from a wheat standpoint, definitely. I think the insurance date for wheat is like the 25th. I could be wrong on that, of March, actually. Oh. So that doesn't surprise me a little bit with some of that. But yeah, when we got that snow, that maybe had a little impact on it. It'll be kind of interesting just to see what's coming out of the ground, you know, with that early, early planted stuff. I don't think it was very much. And even today, visiting with our guys driving around, there's a little bit going on, but not a lot. You know, it's kind of that first day of planting today. So it, in my mind, it's actually a really fun, exciting day, right? But I would say the crescendo will be as we go later in the week and even in the next week if we can kind of avoid some of the rain they're talking about. But it'd be a pretty good chance for Friday.
I think like most of the days, depending on where you're at, it changes a little bit. But I think for most everybody, Wednesday is going to be a good day. It's just going to be like in the 60s, but it's not much wind. Looks like sunshine, but then it's, you know, back to the, like today, tomorrow, I believe Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, there's 20 to 30 to 35 to 40 mile an hour winds depending on what your day is. And then also like a 10 to 20%, maybe 30 to 40% chance of rain. But I don't think anything too crazy, just kind of annoying. But for the most part, are people going to try and plant through this, or do you think there's going to be people that are going to have to wait through the weekend?
I think most are going to try to go if the conditions allow. You know, those places that got 1-2 inches last week, that's definitely going to slow them down. But, you know, like around here, we only got 3/10, and so we're able to go. On a bright note, I mean, even looking at, I looked at the 10-day forecast a little bit ago, there's nothing with a below freezing temperature here at home. So that doesn't concern me a whole lot. It's not like we're getting back down into the 20s or something like that, you know?
Right.
And, but yeah, that, you know, especially looking at that 27th through the, you know, 29th of, you know, with some 38 degree temperatures in there, it'll cool it off a little bit, but heck, we're almost May by then too. So
I want to talk to you about, cause this was actually something that you did at your Cup of Agronomy and something that I actually was in the room and was watching. You were talking about soil temperatures and ideal planting temperatures. I think it was for soybeans you were talking about, but you were in that 45 to 50 degree range. Is that kind of the magic slot to probably not go any lower than that? And then maybe you could talk about what you found for people that plant colder than that. So go ahead.
More on corn especially, but I love that 50-degree mark. I really do. It's just, you know, from a physiological standpoint, it just, you get above 50 degrees and processes start moving a lot faster, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, anytime you start getting down 45, it slows down. And especially you get 40 degrees, there's not a lot of life processes that happen real fast at that rate. So it's the world we live in. It's below 50-degree soil temperatures for over 200 days a year. So it's one of those things we're always going to talk about every year, right?
Mm-hmm. Talk about impact on crop, though, that you have found, you know, for people that maybe just jumped the gun a little bit and got it in too early. Did it have an effect on yield?
I 100% did, yeah. Maybe not this year. Maybe we'll be able to get by, but hands down, sometimes when we're pushing those early insurance dates, I think we could be losing 20 to 40 bushel off the top if we push it too early. And, you know, some years that doesn't happen at all. Maybe some years it'll be the best crop they've ever had, but we're definitely having an impact on an occasional year, and it'll kind of be interesting to see. I don't think really anything of a major percent went in before this cold snap last week, but we did. We actually put in a couple of trials out in the plot, and we're going to plant the same bag of corn again this week, and we can get a pretty tangible number on maybe what percentage of population we lost off of that.
Okay. When you're looking at soil temperature, I'm on the Endon website right now, and actually soil temperatures across North Dakota are pretty darn good for the most part. But what's the depth that you kind of live by? Is it 2, 4, 8? What do you look at the most? I'm assuming 4, but maybe 2? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I like 4-inch. You know, 2-inch can fluctuate almost 15 degrees or more, you know, in a day, or maybe even a little bit more than that. But a lot of that 4-inch stuff, you know, maybe that'll kind of even 10-degree swings with that. So the difference in, you know, say it's 43 right now, maybe this afternoon it'll get up to 48, and by you know, tomorrow morning it'll be back down to 40. So that's not horrible. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you are, you know, 35-degree soil and we're planting and it gets down to 28-degree soils, I don't like that, that's for sure.
Yeah. You told me or sent me a picture. I know that you got a neighbor that's planting some corn. The million-dollar question is, has Rick been out in the garden yet planting anything?
No, I'm not yet. There's a long window, and then I don't have to spray herbicide as often, so I'll wait a couple days here yet. So
got a little time. There are some crops. We'll get you with Don Kinsler. There are some cold weather, like onions, I guess, for example. You can throw those in a little bit early, but people just get anxious when it's been so warm like it was earlier this year. I swear to God, it was warmer in February than it's been here in April, but it's just the way that things are kind of shaping up. All right, I want to talk about your GDUs that you track. You've been doing this
yep.
for gosh knows how long. I'm assuming you're reset and ready to go for 2024. Tell folks, if they have not heard about the program that you do and what you do for tracking GDUs for basically the tri-state area, right?
Yeah, 100% tri-state. And this will be the 17th year. And it's kind of fun. I actually made kind of a career out of it, right? Just by monitoring it and coming up with useful stuff every week. And we'll usually try to start when kind of everybody starts planting. So we maybe will use next week as a start date, you know, maybe not miss out on a few of these early planted fields now, but, you know, get out to that whatever 26th or 28th, 29th, whatever it's going to be. And then we track it every week and look at it from a cumulative standpoint and compare it to last year. So we'll have 23 and 24, and then also a departure from normal. And just that's a really nice one. Just, you know, when you know it takes 2,500 heat units for 100-day corn to finish, and you can kind of track it over the course of the whole summer, know exactly where you're at on any given week. And we've got a pretty big set of people we're sending that to now, everything from anchors to even the guys that buy the propane. If you know how much propane you needed to buy in July, that's not a bad tool to have in your hands.
And there's no cost for this, right? It's up on the Peterson Farm Seed website?
Yep. No cost and no spam with it either. I'm pretty anal about that. But just, you know, good info. Just every other week trying to get that out. And there's a lot of people on that mail serve every week that get that. And if I happen to go on vacation in the summer, there's somebody that's going to email me asking where the numbers are.
Here's the latest. And it's really user-friendly. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, but it literally, like, you bring your cursor down to an area in South Dakota or North Dakota, and you can kind of warp in, too, and see what's going on. So, Rick, thank you for jumping on today. Appreciate it. Peterson Farm Seed is where you're going to find that and a whole lot more. Thank you, sir. We'll check in with you again on Friday.